Good morning, students. Today I'm going to speak on the subject Human Resources in Hospitality. Before I begin this subject, I would like to bring to your notice that Human Resources is a developing subject and a developing department. It has to be developed continuously. There is no full stop in this area of development. The more it is developed, the better the organization will function. Let us see the basis of the Human Resource Development Department. The Human Resources Management and Development is closely linked to different areas and different functions in the organization. We can see that the organizational culture is one of the most important functions or the most important policies that revolve along the human resources development. Quality assurance and partnership development are the two other factors that bring about the organizational culture. Speaking about performance management in every human resource is a link in every human resource management. And this performance has to be regulated and coordinated and closely monitored in every phase of the organizational growth. When we come to strategic objectives, we find that planning is the criteria for strategy. When we plan, it is not only planning the organization, but also planning the workforce that is the backbone of the organization. When we say planning workforce, it means job design, recruitment and selection, which is the most important job function of the human resource development department. After once the manpower has been recruited with the organizational selection procedures, we have to see that the induction is carried out. Good practices of training and development, refresher course, and the organizational updates. After this, we come to assessment, where each staff has to be assessed according to his capabilities, the duties and responsibilities assigned to each one. Assignment also calls for recognition or appraisal. Appraisal is that scheme or that system that we follow in the organization so that we can check the progress of every staff. Not only checking the progress, but also the feedback from the staff, what he or she feels about the organization. The grievances can also be raised at this gesture, and continual personal and professional development can be initiated after the appraisal report has been made. Career development, succession and promotion. These are very important areas in the growth or the lifespan of the employees. When we say career development, if a staff is employed or deployed in a certain area, when we talk about the hospitality industry, we find that sometimes the staff has very good technical skills in area where he is not working. For example, if there is a staff in the housekeeping department that shows that she has great technical knowledge and skills for bakery, the department can be changed by giving them technical or career development in that area. Succession and promotions are also the results of the appraisal reports, the conduct and the way the staff motivates himself or the attitudes that he shows during his career or during his day-to-day routine activities. In hospitality, people make the difference. When comparing hospitality to other organizations, we find that it is people who manage people. It is people who service people. It cannot be the other. In other industries, we don't find such a thing. This service industry, where people are technically and qualified and developed, the behavior, competence, and career path are completely different when we do training for hospitality employees. We shall begin Chapter 1, Introduction to Human Resources Management in Hospitality. Speaking about Introduction to Human Resource Management in Hospitality, I have just given you the background of the human resource development in connection with hospitality. The objectives of this chapter are to know the history of human resources management, the evolution and meaning of human resources management, the concept and trends that shape human resource management, the nature of human resource in hospitality industry, to know that HRD is the key term of any business activity throughout the world. Coming to this last point, it is very important to note that HR is the key term of any business activity throughout the world. Not only in India, but everywhere throughout the world, this department plays a very important role in holding the organization together. The structure of this chapter is Introduction and Meaning of Human Resource Management, Concept of Human Resources, Current Trends Shaping Human Resource Management, Human Resource in Hospitality. The Meaning of Human Resource Management. Coming to the background of human resources, as early as 1969, we find Dr. Nadler in US who gave a push to human resource development as a department in the organizations. Dr. T.V. Rao in 1970 and Uday Parikh in 1974, introduced human resources as a department in the industrial organizations of Larsen & Toubro. Shortly after that, it was also implemented in State Bank of India and associated banks. We have now to see that hospitality also felt the need of human resources. And hence, in mid-80s, this department was introduced in all the 5-star hotels in India. Hospitality industry involves hotel industry, that is the lodging and boarding industry, the catering industry, that is the food service industry, restaurants, bars, fast food, everything related to food service. The travel industry, the transport catering, the airline catering, etc. We have the service industry, the entertainment industry, the tourism industry, where even the development of cottage industry takes place. Globally, we can find that more than 65% manpower is engaged in this industry. 65% of manpower, both skilled and unskilled or semi-skilled. About 20% of unskilled labor is employed in the utility areas of the hospitality industry. This 20% of the manpower that is engaged in this industry has to be trained so that they are either skilled to do their type of job so that they can be seen doing job technically right. In the hospitality sector, the role of HR is more dynamic. Why do we say the role of HR is more dynamic? Because in hospitality, HR is a continuous process. When we say continuous process, we mean that developing the manpower at every stage is very important. The role in providing services of higher standards, when the services should be of a higher standards, mainly because the service encounters a relationship or interaction between a guest and a staff are called service encounters. These encounters have to be very successful so that the organization grows in profits. Each service encounter has to be rightfully in the process, in technically and creatively successful. Business key functions are customer satisfaction and appreciation. When we talk about hospitality, it is people managing people. If we go to see the root cause of any problem is human beings. Here in the hospitality industry, we find that it deals with two very delicate issues. One is highly perishable foodstuffs, and the other is the guest, who is also highly unpredictable. It is impossible to satisfy each and every guest. But every successful service encounter should the goal of satisfaction and appreciation, both from the guest and the staff. The concept of human resources to keep employees updated with the changes. This is the function of the human resource development department. Various changes internally and externally have to be brought to the notice of the staff. It is a continuous process. There is no full stop here. There are activities and everything within the industry and outside the industry keep changing depending on the organization. Main functions is acquisition, training and development. Training and development not only requires motivation but also appreciation. Once a training is given, it is very important that a feedback is taken and the progress is monitored very closely, because the training and development has to be used daily into the day-to-day routine activities of the staff. The success of the hospitality industry mainly depends on the quality and quantity of its human resources. Very often we find that quality may be there but quantity may be lacking. You can't expect one person doing the job of four people. It will lead to problems, it will lead to stress, where the end results will be very drastic. Current trends shaping human resource management. First thing is globalization. Globalization is a very fast in progress. At every stage we find that it is qualifying or it is interacting with the hospitality industry. Take for example the airline industry, which connects city from city, nation from nation, states from states, etc. We find this globalization has led to various tourists of other nationalities going in and out of their country. When it comes to India, we find that India being a tourist destination, lot of tourists from other eastern and western worlds come into India. In order to satisfy or to make them feel at home, the hospitality industry has to change internally and externally. He has to train their staff accordingly. Competition. Coming to competition, we have multinational chain groups of hotels that have entered and spread all over India in every nook and corner, providing the facilities of five-star hospitality products to the guests that come there. Such competition is healthy. It will encourage and grow the hospitality industry in India. Technology. Technology also changed very rapidly. Today we have reservation systems that are computerized, and all around the world, payments by credit card, direct transfers, etc. So technology has made the hospitality industry grow, and hence technological development and training should be provided to all staff, especially in handling of equipments that are used in the hotel industry and the hospitality industry at large. Demography. Demographic situation is very important. It changes the trend of it being a male-dominated industry. Today we find more and more females in every area of the hospitality industry. Hence, the demographic strength of manpower that today is in the hospitality industry is almost 50%. Economic. Economically also, the industry is developing. We find with the introduction of latest developed technology into the bathrooms, bedrooms, conference room, banquet halls, we find that the economic conditions or the economic layout of the hotels and the restaurants have updated itself. This leads to the increase in the tariff, and hence the economic situation of every department has improved. Nature of work. Coming to nature of work, it has to be remembered that staff working in the hospitality industry have no fixed timings. They may be rostered in different shifts, different shift patterns. Weekends they do not get an off. Holidays also they are bound to work. Sometimes it is extended hours of work. So nature of work is not only hectic, stressful, because they have to deal with human beings which are very, very unpredictable, moody, and sometimes even aggressive. Nature of work is such in the hospitality industry that both quality is very, very important. Selection. Selection of staff by manpower is one of the very important issue. After selecting the staff, retaining the staff is another issue. Between staff entering the organization and leaving the organization, various processes are initiated by the Human Resource Development Department to see that each and every staff are in line for promotion, demotion, or transfers from one department to the other, staff that requires training in particular areas, etc. In the hospitality industry, the role of HRD is more strategic, advisory. Yes, it has to advise the departments accordingly. Various departments that are there in the hospitality industry, the head of departments, HODs that we call them, have to be advised as per the requirements of the Human Resource Development Department. It also deals with labor relations. When we say labor relations, is the problems that arise out of day-to-day activities of the labor, like staff room problems, uniform problems, all come under labor relations. Legal compliance is there are lots of licenses that are required to run a hospitality unit, the hotel industry, the food service industry. So this has to be taken care of by the Human Resource Development Department. Industrial Relations Department also looks after the disputes between staff and staff, disputes between staff and management, and all the other disputes that take place, including disciplinary action and misconduct. Human resource in hospitality. The role of Human Resource Department. The main important role is recruitment. Recruitment today is not easy. There are a lot of procedures involved in recruitment. Recruitment begins right from the time the need for a staff is put in paper. We shall deal with recruitment as a separate chapter later during this course. Training. Once the staff is recruited with the set selection procedure, we have to give him the necessary training in the organization so that he experiences the role and the culture of the organization. Training may be in the form of induction or regular training from time to time. After a few years, refresher courses may be conducted so that he is updated with the technological development within the organization. Administration. Administration is another job function of the Human Resource Development Department to see that the records of every staff are updated from time to time. Welfare activities also are dealt with by the Human Resources Department. Welfare activities may involve staff medical health, staff uniforms, loan facilities for staff, crèche facilities for their children, housing loans, educational loans, and other welfare indoor activities that may be conducted for the staff welfare. Promotions and transfers according to the organization standards, whatever is set by the organization, taking into consideration the present strength and the standard force, promotions and transfers can be released from time to time. Industrial relations, as I spoke a little earlier, deals with disputes, misconduct, grievances of the staff, between staff and staff, between the staff and management, between unions and management, so that it is cordially settled. Legal matters pertaining to various disputes that may be taken to court. Legal matters also deals with licenses and permits that are required for the organization. Human resource in hospitality. Due to the complexity and dynamism of the hospitality industry, it is difficult to adequately define human resource in hospitality. In hospitality, it is defined as a distinctive approach to employ and develop a highly committed and capable workforce. What do you mean by highly committed? As this industry works round the clock, the staff that are employed have to be committed. They cannot take leave as and when they require. They have to apply for leave well in advance. In case of emergency, they have to notify the department of their absence so that somebody else could take their place. Capable workforce means they should be technically qualified and creative at the same time. Take for example a bartender. If a bartender does not report on duty at his shift, it will be difficult for them to replace anyone because no other staff may be capable of handling that assignment. Bartending here is a specialized function, is a technical skill, and the knowledges are different compared to any other skill. So we have to request the bartender of the previous shift to continue the shift, and hence only capable workforce can be involved in this designation or in this area as we see. Hospitality service as a service industry, an industry that is sensitive to the needs and desires of people. This industry is very, very sensitive to the needs and desires of the guest. When we provide a clean, safe, secured room to the guest, we have to see that he feels like a home away from home. This is only possible when the staff does his or her extra part of giving in the services required. It is the foremost demand driver of the tourism industry. That is the service industry. The tourism industry is very closely linked to the hospitality industry. Once the development of the tourism industry takes place, hospitality industry follows very, very closely. The open sky system that was introduced by the Indian government few years back led to the growth and development of tourism in India. The development of various tourist spots and resorts also led to tourists coming into India from all parts of the world. It is the largest industry in terms of revenue generation and foreign exchange earnings. The hospitality industry charges the foreign guest in foreign currency, and hence it generates foreign currency for our government. Accounting for more than 8% of global employment, total global employment is almost 8% in the hospitality service industry. Key features of this hospitality industry is it is highly seasonal, labor incentive, intensive, fragmented. Fragmented means there are very small units also where employment could be gained. Like take for example your own business, a catering business or what we call outdoor catering or event catering. So small a business can also survive because it is very highly seasonal, and we find that the food industry will never close down as far as social entertainment is carried out. Importance of human resource in hospitality. Hospitality business is primarily with tourists. People from distant land, people from different language, culture, religions and other beliefs. It is primarily dealing with tourists. Today we find that more and more Indians are also on the move, maybe because of the economic conditions, their salary packages are better and the low fare travel. When dealing with people in hospitality, your guest when it comes to, we see that we have people from different lands, different cultures, different religions and other beliefs. In order to satisfy this, we have to introduce or change the food service and the food production areas where we are able to meet the requirements of such guests. Attitudes and behaviors. Coming to attitudes and behaviors, this is the most important criteria that the manpower or human resource in hospitality should possess. The attitude is the most important since it is dealing with other human beings. Hospitality industry has the greatest asset in human asset. Hospitality HR professionals are the ones who are responsible for attracting, engaging, developing and retaining this talent. It's a major responsibility and also a privilege. In order to set the right behavior in people, training should be provided in the positive direction at all times. Thank you.